USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has approved phase two of a coronavirus response by a 90-8 vote. The legislation covers the cost of testing and ensures paid sick leave. The lawmakers are drafting a third phase, a stimulus bill that could top $1 trillion.
I want people to know that you're not going to be left without income. The unemployment system exists. It's woefully inadequate for the circumstance that we're under.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he intends to keep the Senate in session until a deal is struck. President Trump has announced he's invoking the Defense Production Act.
My emergency declaration allowed us to waive regulations to give nurses and doctors maximum flexibility to respond to the virus and to protect our frontline professionals that we've authorized through telehealth nationwide.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
Automakers are shutting down their assembly plants. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the 150,000 auto workers who are being laid off are a big part of her state's economy.
These are people who work hard, and they are the backbone of the Michigan and the American economy. I know that this was not an easy decision for them, and that's why it's so critical that every one of us does our part so that we can get our economy back up and running at the quickest, safest possible moment.
Millions of people are working from home, off the job, or out of school as the virus spreads. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins fears the economic downturn will harm small businesses.
The hospitality industry in particular, the restaurants, the B&Bs, the gift shops, the small hotels, are being adversely affected by the virus.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon is giving 5 million respirator masks and up to 2,000 deployable ventilators to the Department of Health and Human Services to help in the coronavirus pandemic. USA's John Clemens reports.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the so-called N95 respirators are designed for use by deployed troops, require training to operate, it may have single-use limitations.
The Department of Defense will make available up to 5 million N95 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment from our own strategic reserves to the Department of Health and Human Services for distribution. The first 1 million masks will be made available immediately.
Secretary Esper is also considering a request to deploy a Navy hospital ship to New York City to care for non-coronavirus patients. I'm John Clemens.
There's now a major shortage of blood supplies. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Across the nation, the Red Cross is now pleading for blood donations, as officials say they're getting to the point where doctors and hospitals may have to decide who gets blood and who does not. They say you can find out how and where to donate blood, or you can sponsor a drive by visiting redcrossblood.org. Download the Red Cross Blood app from your favorite app store, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.